You are the man now, dog. 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 You are the man now, dog.
All right, cast, thank you so much for being here and having a little wardrobe meeting. I just wanted to have a quick little powwow before we got started for the week. I got everybody's sizes and everybody's fittings, and they were all just a little bit off. We tried to put some of the clothes on you guys, and they were all just slightly funky, you know, and I want to be able to do my job well, so it's just really important that you guys tell the truth.
I want to do my job well, too. So you'd let me know what I can do to help you, and I'll help you.
Thank you, Diane. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Again, it just, you really just got to be truthful about your sizes, you know,
because we're
going off of what you say.
I mean, I as well filled out the form, and I put my sizes in there, 11, 7, 11, 7.
Oh, wow. That's
11, shoulders, 7. Little tiny waist, little legs. Little tiny calves.
Right. And that was my mistake. I didn't understand that. I thought you were just writing 7-Eleven over and over. I thought you had a craving for a Slurpee or something. So my apologies there.
No, I am that skinny.
That's
okay.
Daryl, that's funny because I thought that's what she was saying too. I thought she was trying to do something about 7-Eleven. And I was like, that's weird.
No.
Oh,
I wasn't.
Thank you. Thank you, Diane. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And if there's anything I can do to help you, I would love to help you. And if my sizes weren't coming across correctly, I will do whatever it takes to make sure whatever you get on film is perfect.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I guess just starting with you, looking at the shoe size here, it says that you were a 4.5.
4.5.
But when we tried them on, you looked like more of a men's 12.5.
Well, I didn't know if you were talking European sizes, Canadian.
Right. Okay. So we'll go ahead and get you some 12.5s.
Yeah. I think when I saw on your size sheet that you wrote down 4.5 that you were craving a quarter pounder. Am I wrong? Did we all think that? It was super confusing.
Oh.
No, I didn't think that time, but.
I'll say, I'm sorry. I've been trying to figure out how to say this. I really don't even think we should be talking about each other's bodies or our own bodies. I really don't. I think everyone here is uncomfortable with it. I don't want to speak for everybody, but I think everyone here is uncomfortable. And we should just take people at their word for the sizes. And if they're incorrect, remeasure and rebuy.
Well, that almost sounds like a very progressive take. And I really appreciate that. Almost. However, I do think we just need to know the truth. I'm not judging anybody's bodies. I just don't want to send you guys out there accidentally having your midriff showing, having your toes hanging off the end of sandals, having a hat sitting way on top of your head. I just want to keep you guys looking good.
You're just describing Diane's whole look right now.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. And I'm sorry, but if somebody has a problem specifically with my hat, let's get into it. But I want to say, like, I've had trouble over the last few years, for sure. With my body, I've been going through some development. I've been going through some things. It's hard to keep up with it. So when I book a job and they ask me for their sizes or my sizes, but their sizes in a way, I want to say like, well, I'm not totally sure. So I give you my best guess.
Well, it's like obviously wrong, Diane, because your little toes are hanging so far off your sandals. They're like tucked underneath the arch of your feet and it looks super painful the way you're walking on them.
Stephanie?
Yes, what?
Can you come over here for a second?
Sure. What's up?
The fuck are you doing?
Well, I don't know. Before you threw me under the bus, you were saying that my sizes weren't 11-7, 11-7.
No, I was just kind of amazed by those because those were really... those were really great sizes to me, and I didn't. When I look at you, I didn't see those. Okay. But I wasn't saying anything bad. But why are you trying to throw me under the bus right now?
I'm not.
Do you want to be in a Triscuits commercial or do you not?
Of course I do. I guess maybe I'm just pissed because I'm 28 and you're 26 and I don't get why I'm playing your mom.
Well, I mean, that's just skincare. That's fucking skincare.
Are you all talking about my body over here? You can't talk about my body.
Jesus Christ, you scared the shit out of us.
That's the guy who does the voice of the Triscuit. Why do you even care? You're not even getting fitted for this.
I asked to go through the whole process that everyone else goes through. I want to be.
You're a CGI Triscuit. Why are you concerned with a fitting? Because why wouldn't you just take a day off? Do you even come to the set?
I will be. Yeah. This is the process. This is the actor's dream, is getting to come to the fittings, coming to set. Shooting a commercial, meeting such talented people, you know?
Can we hear the voice you're going to do for the Triscuit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you want me to give you the lead in of my line?
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, yeah. I don't need it, but it would be awesome.
Oh, well, if you don't need it, I don't know.
No, I'd like it, though, now that you said it. I would
okay.
Like it.
All right. Well, there we go. The truth comes out. Here we go. Okay. So opening on a family, getting ready for the day. Gerald, are you going to have your breakfast?
And wow. Do you not know your lines at all?
I haven't studied them.
Okay. Also, no offense. I'm playing the mom, so that's my line. So I'll kick it off. Gerald, have you got your studying done? Megan, are you ready for school? Don't forget, guys, have your Triscuits for breakfast.
You fucking whore.
That's not your line, Diane.
Oh, my God.
Just say your line and then Triscuit can
do his. Do you think you've been hired? You think you've been hired as the mother? I was hired as the mother.
Okay, by all means, if you want to play my mom, I would love that. You look like an old hag bitch.
I'm 26. Yeah. I am 4 years out of school. I'm doing great.
This is all informing how I'm going to do the character on set. Imagine if this happened and I wasn't here for it, you know? It's all informing the relationship.
Anyways, the tea
up
is...
Can we find out, sir, what is
yes,
it?
Yes, Gerald.
Tommy.
Gerald.
Tommy, what, can we find out who we are playing right now? Because I think there's some confusion right. to our characters.
Okay, I think... Yeah, how they have it here is the oldest woman is playing the Triscuit, the youngest woman is playing the young son, and the man is playing the mother.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm the Triscuit?
No. Yes, okay. you're the Triscuit, and unfortunately.
And I'm the young son?
I believe so. That's how they have it on the call
sheet. I'm Gerald.
Yes, I had on the call sheet and on the wardrobe sheet, I have you for a pair of bugle boys. I'm not sure if that's right.
Okay. Wow. I'm so glad I came to this. Imagine me showing up on set dressed like a Triscuit, and I'm not even playing the Triscuit. This is why you come to the fittings.
So for the Triscuit, we do have your costume. Since it's going to be a lot of CGI, but they want some of it practical, we're just going to put you in a burlap sack. You know, it does have the crosshatch pattern of a Triscuit.
And okay, I'm just, then I'm really confused why there was like so much kerfuffle about my sizes this morning. Because I spent 3 hours this morning getting fitted for bell-bottom jeans and now I'm being told I'm going to be in a burlap sack. Is that tops and bottoms? I don't get what a Triscuit wears or what.
It is tops and bottoms. It's tops and bottoms. Oh my God. It's a top sack and a bottom sack.
This is ridiculous. I heard her on the phone with her boyfriend saying, I bet I can fit kerfuffle into a conversation.
Shut up, Diane.
You said that. You were talking to your friend. You were like, watch this. I'll fit kerfuffle in. And I'll. So you're just making a fool
really?
Out of us.
I feel really cheated. I feel really tricked because that wasn't even real conversation then.
No, it was. You guys, come on. Why are you blowing this to smithereens?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, my God.
There it is. That was number two. She said smithereens.
Oh, my
she
God, said, Diane.
No, please.
What's the joke? Make fun of the old guy? Make fun of the old wardrobe person for using old-fashioned words? Is that the joke?
I think you're very attractive.
Thank you so much. I'm far too old for you, but thank you very, very much. You're a young, beautiful woman.
Who's to say? How old could you be? I'm sort of.
Everybody take a guess.
Sort of into older guys. You don't normally?
I don't normally tell people my age or let them guess, but I would love to see you guys guess my age.
Okay. Well, I don't want my guests to be informed by anyone else's, so should we either write it down or just all say it at the same time and see?
We should probably all close our eyes and plug our ears. Yeah.
So nobody knows what the other
people say. Well, I'll be watching and listening.
Okay. Okay. I will. Okay. So can you do a visual countdown from three to one? Because we won't be able to hear it.
Well, we're closing our eyes too, though, because in case there's lip readers. So maybe stomp the
car. 16 months.
Stop that.
We're going to hear.
Did I do it at the right time?
That was very far off.
Oh.
But it timing and age.
I'll tell you, I'm flattered.
Okay. Did Diane go? I don't know. I had my ears.
73
years of age.
I know I'm supposed to be guessing your age right now, but I just wanted to tell you that I find you very attractive.
16 and months.
And if you're interested, I would love. I know it's not traditional for the younger woman to take the male out, but I would like to offer to take you out on some sort of early afternoon.
Okay, I've unplugged my ears now. I hope nothing inappropriate happened during that time.
Well, you were all actually very close, and I'm not going to disclose.
Who won?
Well, actually, Diane, you won. And the prize was one early bird dinner paid for by the winner.
Oh, I love this. I love this. I have a bunch of places we could go to kind of settle this. Sorry, Stephanie. Good. That must hurt. It must hurt.
Well, that's fine. Good luck going to any adult restaurants because you obviously look like an 8-year-old boy.
Compliment accepted.
Yeah, thank you, both of us.
When do we shoot?
This shoots in 3 weeks. This will be three weeks.
Wait, we're fitting 3 weeks before we shoot this?
Yes. See. Yeah, is that a problem?
Honestly, terrifying that that's not that crazy.
Have you guys ever showed up for something and found out that you're playing something you didn't know you were? Like yes. Something you didn't audition for?
Totally.
God. Ryan, I remember when we were getting those fittings for Bear, that or whatever that was, Bear. Do you remember there was a guy there that he was like the COVID standby for the old man who was going to be so tanned. They like brought this man in. They spray tanned the fuck out of him. They had him standing around in his underwear while it dried for like 5 hours in the freezing cold warehouse. And he wasn't even ever on camera. He was just the COVID standby.
Oh my
God.
He was the backup. He was the That's a new thing during these weird times we live in. COVID backup.
Was there someone in the commercial who was super tan?
Yeah.
Okay. That would be much worse if there was no character.
I was like, how does it fit?
No. So it was this like very tan 70-year-old man. And they had a backup for him. And the guy's name was Sonny. Do you remember that?
Oh, I don't remember that. How fitting.
His name was Sonny. And it wasn't a joke. His name was really Sonny. And I kept being like, that can't be real. That there's no way his name is Sonny. And they were like, yeah, don't make fun of it. His name's Sonny.
Don't make fun of his name being Sonny and how tan he is.
The joke would be how tan he is and his name being Sonny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was like, no, it sounds like a nickname the agency would give to him as a character. Like, oh, we'll call him Sonny.
Yeah.
And his real name's Roger. But no, his real name was Sonny. And
I love it.
Huge Trumper.
Oh my God, you saw it?
It was real. He was a Trumper.
Oh, I thought he said
you thought he was talking about his penis.
That's what I'm calling it from now on.
A Trumper. Dude, I pull out my Trumper.
Oh my God.
She voted for it.
That's why I was like, Ryan, what the fuck?
My Trumper can do anything. It never gets in trouble, my Trumper. No, he was actually a Trumper. He was like telling kid, there were kids on set, and he was telling the kids, like, we're in real trouble unless we get Trump back there. I was like, what is happening? And we were in, it was like 95 degrees in the valley, and we were in a little, like, air-conditioned tent, and this guy was trying to, like, push Trump politics on 8-year-olds.
I'm sorry, I can't get over it, because I don't think I've ever heard anyone say Trumper. I feel like people say, like, huge Trump supporter or, like...
Oh, you've never heard Trumper?
I don't know. Do people say Trumper?
Have you guys? Like,
well, I think I've heard it. I've definitely never heard it for penis. So I guess I wouldn't have jumped to that. But
because I was thinking of, like,
like, trumpet. Oh, she's a... Like, oh, be careful.
Which
she's
obviously you would have heard for penis. We've heard trumpet.
Trumpet.
Well, no, the mistake is I was thinking you meant trumpet, which is for penis.
Trumpet. No, trumper is penis. Trumpet is butthole.
Oh, 100%. My God. I'll never get over this. Well, because the guy we were talking about, I mean, he was in like a little Speedo, wasn't he, all day? So then when he said, like, you leaned into the mic and you went, yeah, by the way, huge.
Yes, the context.
By the way,
huge trumper. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
Fat trumper. Huge, thick trumper.
This guy is a chode trumper.
Oh, my God.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Okay, well, we cut anyway to a hotel room on a Christian wedding night. Samuel, are you done in the bathroom yet?
Just give me a couple more minutes. Thank you, though. I can't wait to see you.
Can't wait to see you. I'm in my little, I'm in my black pajamas.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sexy.
Hey, do you mind if I ask you something?
We're just here in the other room, so we're excited.
Okay. Yeah, some of my bridesmaids are here.
Oh. Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
Okay.
Hey, we can keep it quiet, right?
I guess me and the girls are just kind of wondering how big is your doc saxophone, your big slammer?
Wait, my doc saxophone slammer?
Yeah, your Wango Bank, your crashers, your big slam. Your trumpet dog.
I've been trying to give you little hints as we move closer to getting married. So I hope that you already know that. I hope you do. Hold on. I've got to wash my hands.
Okay. Well, I don't actually know. I think that's why I'm asking.
You're going to find out. I hope you wish it is exactly how it comes out.
You hope I wish that it's exactly how it comes out? What does it come out of?
Well, I mean, it pushes itself forward. It makes itself known, right? You'll find out. Hold on. Hey, can you give me a... Hey, honestly, can you give me a break? Because I'm trying to prepare myself and clean myself.
Okay.
So that when I present myself to you... And by the way, which part of the door are you talking to? Because I'm down at the base.
Oh, you're laying down?
Well, no, I thought that's where your voice was. But if it's easier, I can come up near the knob.
No, you know what? It's okay. Why don't you take some time and wash yourself, and I'm going to go check in with my girlfriends.
Oh, wait.
Girls. He's still in the bathroom. Oh, he's laying down on the floor. Shit. I don't know. He said he's washing his trumper. I don't know what to do.
God. I am so excited for you. You are finally going to get to see his Saturn's rings tonight.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. Are you going through the top of the door? I'm up here. I'm up top. I can barely hear you.
Krista,
and I can barely
we're even inside
get my lips
the hotel room.
It.
Just come in.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I was outside the door. There's a free room service tray half eaten here, so I was just scarfing while I was listening.
Okay. Come in.
At least you got some food. You were starving.
I was so hungry.
By the way, I'm sorry you didn't get a dinner at the wedding. I think I miscounted.
It's okay. I got some bread. So yeah, I think I'm okay.
Can I say I really appreciate a caterer that's like a chef? They don't just make extra.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah,
okay, but girls, can we get back to the topic at hand, please?
Yes, oh my God. Yes. I could barely hear. Have you seen his flat top yet?
I haven't. And he keeps dropping hints about like how big or not big it is or when it's going to come out and push forward and slam back. I don't know what to do.
You're so lucky. Just believe that everything you're doing tonight is right and Jesus is watching.
Right.
Oh, I forgot. Did we tell you Jesus is watching?
Yeah, Krista, you read that Bible verse at the wedding about when a man and a woman come together. Will you read it again now? I'm feeling nervous.
Absolutely. I have it memorized. Gideon 42:13. When a man and a woman come together, foreseeth his ding-dong shall grow 20 times the size of Mount Ararat.
I'm almost ready.
20 times the size? Oh, no. Doesn't he sound threatening?
I'm almost ready.
He's really intimidating. You are so lucky.
I just don't know what he's doing in there. I there's like so much water coming out from under the door.
Well, maybe he's really washing, you know? Maybe he really wants to be clean. Like the feet of Jesus's, when he cleaned the feet.
Right. The feet of Jesus's when he cleaned the feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you nervous?
We are here here with you. All right. You know, we're here.
Krista, leave that alone. You don't know who was eating that. That's not even from our room.
Beef bourguignon? What is that?
It could have been Michelle Obama, you know? It could be anybody.
Cool. At least stop sucking on the cloth napkins. That's disgusting.
Okay. That's where the flavor came from. Good luck.
All right. Bye, girls. Love you. I'll let you know how it goes.
Love you.
Hey, where were you?
Oh, I was just talking to the girls at and through the door and under the door at the tall part and at the bottom part.
All right. I lost Ryan's audio. Oh, did I lose everybody's audio? Okay.
Uh-oh.
It sounded like something came unplugged, but.
Sounded like a big fat turd dropped out of his ass. Did you guys hear that something plop slap on the floor?
Yeah, Ryan, if it's not a big turd, just say something. Because we're pretty sure it was a big turd. Hmm. Thank you.
Hey, where were you?
Oh, I was just talking to the girls through the door. Krista was doing her munching on the old serving carts and stuff. The girls are so funny.
It's okay. You shouldn't shame her. It's okay for girls to be hungry.
Right. Okay, well, speaking of hungry girls, can I see yours?
You want to see my hungry girl?
Kind of. I mean, I'm excited.
She is really hungry tonight. She's starving. She's starving. She actually is like, she has a little bit of an upset stomach because she's so hungry.
Oh.
You know, when you wake up and you wait too long to eat in the morning and your stomach feels a little yucky.
Yeah. Okay. So your hungry girl is nauseous?
She's a little nauseous. She feels a little yucky.
Oh.
Wait, what part of the door are you at? Because it feels weird again.
Oh, my mouth is around the knob.
Oh.
Same.
Yes.
Very good diction for that.
Diction. My mouth is around the knob.
It was a tiny little knob.
It's a funny thing with comedy where it's like, yeah, you could teach some things with improv, but some people's brains, it's just like, how do you think if mouth was around the knob? You just have to be funny, you know? Yeah.
It's true. Cannot teach that.
I would have never thought of that.
So, Ryan, in the middle of that scene, did you get really nervous, like not know what to say, so you pretended your mic didn't work?
No, everything was going great. That's what I do. I do that anytime I'm performing. If I lose track of what I'm saying or need to go somewhere else, I'm just like, yeah, my mic doesn't work, which does not work on stage.
Right.
It's more complicated.
On stage, I always hurt my knee and slink off. That's what I always do.
Oh, that's good.
Slink, slow, caterpillar off.
Yes. Right after that joke that didn't hit every time.
Oh, God.
Oh, actually, you guys, I'm really hurt. It's not funny. I'm actually really hurt.
But can you imagine where that joke would have gone if I wasn't hurt?
Yeah.
I do think I want I don't know that I could really emotionally handle it, but there should be a type of show that's like interactive with the audience where you can acknowledge that a thing didn't work and you would have to like slink off, like, and then like come back in and earn everyone's trust again and like they could boo you off.
Well, I think that would be so fun.
In theater school, I mean, I did drama, you know, classes once. Yeah, and we had this one thing where it was like you had to prepare like it was like a talent show where you could do like a monologue or a skill or something, perform something for the class, and you got up in front of them. And anytime anyone felt that their interest was waning or they didn't care anymore, they were just supposed to get up and walk out. And then you had to perform until there was no one left in the room.
Wow.
Yeah.
What would you say you learned something from that?
Like, I actually think I did. Because sometimes, I always hit that point in movies, you know, when movies going so fun, there's a montage and then all of a sudden the friends like get in a fight. And then there's like a few, we have to like go through the time when they're mad at each other. I always just want to get up and walk out at that part. So I always, I think it is helpful.
Did you walk out when you did that?
Yeah, I had to. I walked out on other people.
You weren't the last to survive?
No. It was like everybody had a turn performing for the whole class where the audience was walking out whenever they wanted. And in like a power move, I would, as soon as they opened their mouth, I'd get up and walk out.
Of course.
I'm not interested in you.
I actually hate you.
Was there anybody who really like fought the fight and kept the audience for like 10 minutes or something?
Well, yeah, I guess that's the thing too, is that people would change how they were performing if they saw people start walking out. They would start like getting louder or more physical or being desperate. But I don't know.
Relate.
Yeah. Well, it seems like an exercise to teach you to be desperate, to teach you to go like, whatever the audience needs.
And it works.
There's no patience.
Yeah.
I think I've done that as an acting exercise with like a scene partner where it's like, if you ever don't believe them, leave the scene and make them like make you come back.
Oh, wow. Which
I think makes a little more sense because it's like, oh, are you present with your scene partner versus like, are you entertaining the audience?
Right. That's okay, cool well, exercise. I guess we just learned different schools of acting, Dan. Yeah. Yours is honest and mine's entertaining.
Yeah, I'm doing like art. Like, you know, I don't even care if people walk out on me. It happens all the time. Lisa, I had a question for you that I just thought of during that commercial scene.
Mm-hmm.
You very kindly, maybe like 6 months ago, I got an audition like day of, and it was like a monologue. Of like a docent at a museum. And so I like rushed it, did it in my room all sweaty, sent it in. And then you messaged me. You're like, hey, I recommended you for this commercial. Like, let me know if they get in touch with you. I was like, oh, that's so thoughtful. Thank you. I did do it, whatever. And then the commercial comes on and I see you playing the role I auditioned for.
No.
And I was like, I was like, did you like have an audition? You're like, you know who would be better for this? Like, no. I don't want this part. You should hit up Dan.
That is so... Or I just booked this awesome commercial and then I thought I'd fuck with all my friends and be like, hey, why don't you try taking Dan? I'd love to see your take.
There's six people after the same story. After you book it.
Yeah. That's how,
no, I actually feel really bad about that, Dan, because I recommended like four guys for it. They wanted like tall guys. I don't know. Sorry to the others that are with us right now.
Yeah, I never got a message.
But it was for the same like series of Bank of America commercials, but they were looking to cast a different part that hadn't been written yet. So I think they sent the same sides as one that I'd already shot.
I see.
You know what though? If everybody did that in our business, if we could find a way where everybody did that, how great would it be if we could just be like, I don't know. It's so random anyway, if you're going to get a part or not get a part. There have been times where I've auditioned for things and I'm like, I'm not right for this. But I know who would be right for this. Mm-hmm. And I have said like, hey, I don't know. Can your agent get you in on it? Which never happens because it just for whatever reason doesn't. But I wish it could.
Yeah.
Because what you did to Dan is that's the... Even if it's for that one day, Dan, it makes you feel like $1 million that somebody would like.
Yeah.
You'd be great for this.
It does make you feel great.
I owe you an apology, Dan, because this happened with all the other men that I sent for this also, is that, well, the director asked me, who would you recommend for this? I was like, here's like four or five really funny guys. They would all kill this. And I sent the names into him. He must have immediately emailed all of you guys with the sides and said like, or the casting director, and said, I need these guys on tape for this by like 9 a.m. tomorrow. Because by the time I got around to telling you guys that that was coming your way, every single person was like, fuck, I already taped this and did a terrible job. Like, I didn't know I was recommended for this. So I felt so bad. Because everyone was, it was the, kind of like.
Mine would have been bad recommended or not. So that having that information didn't matter.
I just, some people were legitimately mad. They were like, oh, I wish you would have told me that. I would have actually tried on that. And I felt bad.
I was fully flattered.
I would have booked it. I would have booked that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard it. It just needed to be like somebody my height, you know. So it's just. Not a big deal. But yeah, it is. I do another thing too. I've done that for people where I've like emailed them and been like, hey, I actually recommended you for this thing. Or like, hey, this looks perfect for you. You should whatever. And they haven't written me back, which I think is okay. Everyone can live their life however they want. And it's like, maybe they're busy. Maybe they didn't see it, but whatever. But I will. After that, I'm like, oh, part of the reason I did that was to feel good about myself. And I needed them to write me back to complete the like, wow, I'm a good guy.
Yeah. But it's good. And even if that's the truth, it's good energy. It's like good. Like, even if there's a little bit of it that makes you feel better, it's like, I think that's worth it to go like, well, you're sending out some good energy into the world. Instead of being like, hey, they need a tall, brunette, long haired guy with a beard. And I think of you, Dan, and I go like, I'm not right. I don't want him to get it.
Because there's
people out there like that are a little like dirty, but
a little too competitive.
Yeah.
I had an acting coach early on that used to call that, like, you gotta, he was like so pleasant, so nice, almost to where it was shocking to me. But he would be like, you got to shine that white light. Shine that white light on others. When you have an opportunity, you shine. And at the time, I was like, okay, man, I'm just trying to get these four lines down for a co-star on like The New Girl. But he was like, no, shine the white light. Always. Everybody you're in the audition room with, you just shine the white light. Hope they get it. Hope they get it. And I was like, that's a real hard thing to kind of digest as an actor, where you're trained to be like, no, I want it.
Yeah.
Why do you think he was being so descriptive with the white light business? Do you think before he was saying shine a black light on the other actors and then realized it sounded like you're looking for jizz?
find their secret jizz. Find their metaphorical secret jizz.
Shine a black light on your friends. Shine a black light on your agents. Do whatever you got to do. Look in every nook and cranny. But I feel sometimes when I see a breakdown for something that I'm auditioning for and I think it sounds good for someone else, I'm hesitant to tell them like, hey, I saw this thing that you'd be great for. Like, take a look. Because it almost feels like I'm bragging. Like, I got this audition for this. Did you or no? Oh, you didn't get it? Oh, okay. I just thought I'd check in.
Sorry.
That's nice.
I thought it's of you, be, but if you it didn't come your way, then sorry.
I thought of you, but it sounds like nobody else did, so.
Yeah. Oh, well.
It has to be authentic. It has to be authentic intention.
Yeah.
True. And then you don't care, because if you're really like, no, I was trying to make sure you got it, but I know what you're saying. Like, it sounds gross when you're like, I had five auditions yesterday, and it's like three of them would have been perfect for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Like, I don't even want them. I have so many extras. Like, nah. Dan, I remember you recommended one for me, and you sent it to me, and you were like, this would be perfect for you if your agent can get you in. And I sent him that message, and he was like, yeah, I submitted you. They said no. And I was like, oh, this went from feeling great to feeling terrible.
They were like, sorry, you're just too short to play voice of Triscuit.
Too short. Sorry.
That really is like a no, like the amount of good deeds I don't do because I like think them through to a negative logical conclusion.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, this stuff is totally out of my control, but you don't want, it's like this thing I thought was, oh, I'll invite this person to do this thing. And it's like, oh, wait, the person that I invited, someone else has shown up that they're not friends, whatever. It's like, I feel like that's always happening mm-hmm. in always. My head.
Yeah, my brain is sort of organized to be like, you don't have to do anything good. Just never make a mistake. And it's like, oh, so I never am nice, but I'm never wrong.
I love that. I love it.
Okay, everybody. Well, as we go into our Shavasana, I just want to remind you all, as you're laying back on your yoga mats, to shine that white light out there. Think of somebody in your life who maybe you don't have a lot of positive feelings for, and maybe send them a little love today.
I have a friend, my friend Roger.
Very good. And this can be personal. You can keep it to yourselves, which I recommend. Or
my friend Roger.
My friend I'm thinking Roger. Of Roger.
Mm. I'll think of Roger as well.
And you can have your own, or if you all happen to know this same Roger, or maybe just there's three bad Rogers. I don't know what the circumstances are.
Can I ask a question to the gentleman in the purple yoga pant? What can you tell us, like, just if we're all going to shine our white light on Roger, like what he did that was crappy or shitty?
We have a beach group that goes to the beach once a month, and we all meet up.
Excuse me.
It's okay. And we lost, I all of a sudden stopped getting the emails. And when I called him, he said somehow he had, for some reason, like my email had dropped off the chain. Oh. But then when I talked with somebody else, they said that I was bringing an unhealthy energy to the beach group.
And what's your name?
Devin.
Okay. Teacher, I'm going to shine my white light on Devin just because I feel like maybe his energy is unhealthy. Just in case the people in the beach group were being honest about his energy being bad, I think I'm going to probably shine my light on him.
Okay. I love what we're kind of attempting here. I do want to just say, if you could kind of match my energy here, we're in Shavasana, maybe even stay laying down. We kind of sat up.
By the way, what's your name?
I'm Megan.
Oh, each other.
Megan. Okay.
And I'm standing up.
Great. Well,
you're standing really stiff and tall.
Yeah.
You're really up there.
So
you're up there. Are you on something?
Yeah, I'm standing on six yoga blocks stacked on top of each other. This is called resurrected corpse pose.
Very good, Megan. Well, just for the sake of the exercise, maybe, Megan, if we could get you in regular corpse pose on the ground, you can move those blocks.
And just like that, I've changed the direction of my white light to you and your piss poor attitude.
Yes, I'm going to shine my light on the teacher who's having a really tough time. I'm shining
my white light on the teacher.
Yeah, we're all shining it at you.
I appreciate the words. I just think the intent is a little bit negative of what I'm receiving, but that's okay.
So honestly, teacher, I'm going to shine my black light on you now as well, for real, because you have a few stains on your shirt that don't look like sweat, and I just wanted to make sure that you're clean.
What are those stains?
It's tzatziki. It's just tzatziki. Mm. I had a gyro in a rush on the way here.
Yeah, and it's pronounced don't eat euros.
It's gyro.
I'm going to be shining a black light on your white sauce and hoping that your mentality gets better.
I appreciate what everybody's intent is. Let's all lay right back down. We're kind of surrounding the teacher here.
I'm sort of up. I'm kind of up for a second.
Yeah, do you guys want to stand? Join me in standing in my
what
power?
What if we walk? Yeah.
Can we walk in a circle? Is that okay, teacher?
Let's
try a
walk
meditation.
Can we sprint in a circle?
I'm going to shine my light on the entire Greek culture and let them know that it's pronounced gyro instead of euro.
It's gyro.
It's gyro.
Slow down. Everybody slow down. Slow down for a second.
All right, this is kind of the opposite of what Shavasana's intent is here. We've been getting our blood flowing, but now we're trying to land. All right, you don't have to keep up with each other even in that circle.
Oh, now I'm joining hands. Here.
Woo! I'm joining other people's hands in the group, and we're spinning in a circle, and the teacher's not in the group.
Who wants a sip of my Pepsi?
I do.
You've been drinking Pepsi this whole class out of that big bottle?
That's warm. That's Pepsi. It's really nice and warm.
I flatten it out so it doesn't give me a tummy ache.
It's almost like coffee in that way, but a little nicer.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
It's almost like coffee. It's still Pepsi.
As we're in our sprinting Shavasana, I do want us to check back in with ourselves and now find a way to shine that white light on yourself. Whee! Maybe there's something you're beating yourself up for, or we could be our harshest critics and turn that white light inward now.
My white light's kind of like a strobe, and I'm dancing kind of crazy disco to it, and I'm eating a pixie stick.
I haven't paid my car loan in 2 years.
That's
and total. I feel awful.
That's fine.
I'm going to shine my white light on the Kia of Van Nuys because they need it. They need it because they're not getting their payments.
How'd you know I had a Kia?
Oh, I saw you I saw you fall into the street before you came here, and I saw the Kia Van Nuys license plate holder.
Are you a fan of the Sportage?
I am. I really am.
Let's go ahead and check back in with ourselves here. All right. I do think the sprint has gotten us into a little bit of a new mindset that's not really the intent of this relaxation Zen yoga class, right?
I'm hungry. I'm getting hungry from, I think, all the
starving.
Yeah, me too.
I'm starving.
Okay, well, I am shining my white light on the idea of everybody laying back down, at least for 1 minute. Can we do 1 minute in real time?
Okay.
I'll
lay back. Okay. I'll lay back down.
Great.
I'll lay down.
Great. I want you all to leave here relaxed.
Yeah.
I'm laying down, but I'm on my belly.
I'm annoyed. I'm really annoyed.
I'm annoyed. Is it because you're hungry?
Is it because you're hungry? Are you looking for food?
No. I remember I had a gyro right before class. I had a big gyro, and I had a nice tabbouleh salad with it. And
it smells.
Yeah, it's teacher. Teacher's been tooting.
Oh, my God.
I need to shine the bright white fan away from me.
Yeah, you need a white fan.
Yeah. I'm shining a white fan at teacher's, butthole.
You know what I was thinking, food. Teach? You know how there's no food in here? What if you guys did adjoining doors like a hotel to the witch next door?
Oh.
Okay. For 1 minute, I think that's a great type of meditative idea. For one whole minute laying down, if we have these epiphanies or thoughts, could we maybe keep them to ourselves and really just connect to our own minds
as I talk us through
this final Shavasana.
100%.
Okay.
100%.
Awesome.
Let's go into Upward Dog.
No.
Oh, hello, teacher.
Hello, teacher.
Hello, students.
I'm doing my my downward dog, like upside down, like kind of exorcist crawl, like belly up for it to be funny or different or whatever.
I'm doing it on my side. Like I'm just spooning with an invisible friend.
Yeah.
I think I'm just relaxing at this point.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, teacher, lead us in our meditation.
And I'm the teacher here. I know that he just suggested you all get into Upward Dog and you immediately called him teacher, but I am still the teacher. I'm not.
If we ever said something
struggle.
Like teacher stinks or whatever, we were talking about you.
Yeah, by the way, it does smell. It smells horrid.
The front of the car in here. Ugh.
Yeah, okay. I don't like it.
I'm going to apologize. That's one thing that I do. I can't deny. I have been a little gassy, and I shouldn't have eaten a gyro fast.
What flavor was the gyro?
It was lamb shawarma gyro. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Out of Pepsi. I ran out of Pepsi.
I'm sorry I sipped so much.
Why? You drank all of it.
Well, I didn't have my coffee this morning, and I had started thinking of it like coffee, and I was just slurping.
You're the teacher. You can do what you want.
Incorrect. Incorrect. Right. Please. 20 seconds on our backs in Shavasana, just so I can prove to myself that I can get this done, okay?
What is Shavasana? Seconds.
That was, remember when I guided you through it? For 59 minutes, everybody here was perfect. You were listening. You were responding. Something happened in this final
Shavasana. You sound just like my therapist.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You do sound like his therapist.
How do you know? Do you know each other?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, of course. He sold me my Kia.
See,
I've known him for a long time.
Oh, Dan, you're so patient. You seem like a very patient. Did you? Were you ever a babysitter?
Hey, thanks, Lisa. I wasn't a babysitter. It never even crossed my mind. I guess I am very patient with kids. I'm bad at setting boundaries, so I just let sit there while they get to do whatever they want.
That's what I found with kids. Being patient and letting them walk all over you are kind of the same thing.
Mm. Yeah. It's like you don't want to be. I have such a need to be liked that even with 7 year olds, I have to be like, well, I can't make this kid mad at me. I can't say no.
Yeah.
Right. They want to use blue. I don't care. I don't care that the dog is red. It doesn't matter.
There are no rules.
Now, I've never been to an in-person yoga class but that's how I believe that they feel. It just in terms of like everybody being so performative in them. Mm. Do you guys do group yoga?
I used to a lot. I don't anymore. But I used to a lot, and I feel like you're probably not that far off.
I've done it a lot because my family has like a yoga studio. Like my Oma had the first yoga studio in Alberta, Canada.
Oh, wow.
And she taught yoga and she had a whole school of yoga. And so when I was little, I would have to go to yoga classes sometimes as like a form of babysitting. Like I would get dropped off at a yoga class at some like community center basement. And my aunts were teachers and my one is like very eccentric and she would always in class, they always had all these like old people and they were always farting, always. And she'd be like, somebody sounded like they released a toot and let's all have a laugh about it. That she would say stuff like that. And everybody would do a big laugh and then they'd get back to class. But I always thought that was like, I couldn't tell if it was good or bad. Cause if I was the one that farted, I wouldn't want the teacher to be like, let's all ha ha at this stinky sack of shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right. It's freeing and fun, like- but.
I know we I definitely heard a lot person.
Of. I heard a lot of people fart in yoga, and it's really weird. For whatever reason, we're like, you know, as a society, you either laugh very hard at farts or you ignore them.
Yeah, right.
And there's no I feel between. Like when you're around people you don't know in a yoga class, it's very confusing to know what to do, and it's also like weird because. Everyone's dressed in these like skimpy, like tight outfits or like shirtless. And so there's no boundary set. So hearing somebody toot it's very unnerving. And then if on top of it, I think I took my friend once and he farted and I looked at him and I was just like, dude, it was not a quick release. It was like a big thing where he kind of looked at me like, yeah, it was a trumper.
Yeah, a trumper.
it was a trumpet for sure. Yeah. But he kind of looked at me and smiled and laughed. And it was like, yeah. And I was like, man, I have to come here every day.
Right.
Now I have to explain this to
Even
people.
Worse than being the farter is bringing a new farter.
Bringing a farter. Like, oh, you brought the farter. Thank you for bringing a farter. Yeah, I don't like
that. Yeah, that's the thing about something like that, like a yoga class or whatever, that's like trying to ignore or reshape society's rules, like with a cognitive dissonance where it's like, yes. Well, we still spend 23 hours of our lives where this isn't the way people behave. So you can't like trick me into thinking now that everyone's not going to leave this class and go like, I know which people in here farted.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I keep a list.
You just see them checking off with each fart. There you go.
Were you raised, Lisa, in a very like, I guess, yoga minded, like open, kind of free? Like, was that a lot of your family? That kind of.
I guess, yeah, kind of.
What's the word? Crunchy or something like that?
Not really crunchy, but definitely like no rules. And that's why also everyone's estranged now. Because there's no boundaries and everyone treated each other badly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like it was too free? So nobody, yeah, like, I guess no people kind didn't communicate or what?
Like, I don't know. I really, I don't know. But, like, the yoga stuff was not, like, cool. You know, it wasn't, like, trendy. The people in my family weren't, like, together. They were a mix of, like, crunchy and crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what was that. Your family? What's your family trauma like, Dan? Like, why don't you say something?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Say something bad that happened in your family once.
I guess when my dad died, it was tough.
Okay, that's good. That's Gall, good. Your turn.
Oh, God. I remember going to church we were Catholic. I am no longer, but raised Catholic for sure. And I was the youngest of four kids, and my siblings would pinch me we were in the pew and I'd be down on the end, and they would like torture me and pinch me until I made a noise, and then I'd get in trouble for making a noise in church. And I remember it was the first time I was like, I don't know how to get out of this. I'm screwed because I can't hold it in. They're torturing me. But then when I made a noise, I couldn't go to my parents and be like, they were like tickling me or torturing me, because they didn't believe me. I just seemed like the little shithead on the end of the pew that was making noise.
Oh, no.
And I got in a lot of trouble for it. And to this day, they're all like, no, we never did that to you. And I was like,
gaslighting. Wow. Wait, yes, I spent way too long trying to figure out what, when you said they pinched me in the pew, I was like, what body part is that?
It's the same as a Trump. So right in the Trump, right in the center of the
right
Trump.
Right under the Trump. You have two pews usually.
Cut me right in the pew. Oh,
God. But we'd go home. I remember going home from church and my dad would be pissed. And we'd drive home in our like old shitty Volvo, everyone being quiet with like AM talk radio playing on a Sunday morning. And we'd get home and like go up and my dad would be like, pick a corner. And he'd make us sit facing the corner for like an hour. No words. Wow. And if anybody spoke, that it would reset the time if anyone spoke. Oh, which made us like, sometimes I'd be like, screw it, suicide. I'm making noise, so we have to reset the time just to screw them over. Yeah, it was church was really healthy for us.
Oh, really. Yeah. I think church is healthy for most young kids.
Organized religion, for the most part, is very healthy for everyone.
I mean, yes, that is fully the type of thing that would like subconsciously make me not want to believe in God. Is like, what God would allow this circumstance, this totally unwinnable circumstance that my own flesh and blood have put me into.
Yeah, why would he bring me here to this moment?
Yeah, was your dad so mad at you because he was like, ooh, why are you yelping in church? My friends are pinching me and I don't make a sound.
Toughen up.
Learn to hold it in.
You don't think your mom pinches me in church?
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ got pinched on the cross beyond what you ever did. Yeah, basically that's what it was. He was like, you hold it in. Now hold it in. You behave in church. Yep. Yep.
That's an interesting pun. You have kids, right, Ryan?
Yeah, I have two children. I have a 9-year-old boy and a 12-year-old boy. And they have never been to church.
Never been to church. Do you have do you have a go-to like punish, like, cause we didn't really have like anything like sit and stare at a corner or anything like that. It was just.
No.
Yeah. It shows, Dan.
I feel lucky. They're pretty well behaved. And I think like, I don't know, if there's any punishment, it's usually like, hey, you got to go to your room and change your attitude. That's sort of what I do. It's like, you know what? I'm not going to deal with this. Go to your room, grab a book, lay on your bed, read for 20 minutes and see if you can change your attitude, because this is not going to work right now. That's as much as I go. There's no like, and I'll smack the shit out of them.
Right. Yeah, of course. My punishment in my home was mustard mouth, because I didn't like mustard, so I had to have a whole mustard mouth. If I was being bad, I got a whole mouthful of mustard.
No.
That's
crazy. Sounds like an old, like, it sounds like a Southern saying, like, oh, better than a mouthful of mustard. Or something like, yeah. Like,
That's rough. Yeah. I like mustard, so I would be able to handle it. But.
You'd be being
you
bad
want
all
mustard
the time.
Mouth?
I'd be like, bring it on.
You want a whole mouthful of mustard, though. Doesn't matter how much. And I didn't even have, they didn't do like Dijon or anything like mean. It was like yellow mustard, but it was still,
like generic French's.
Yeah. But I would get mustard mouth for just saying shut up. I wasn't allowed to say shut up to my sister.
Right.
And I wanted to, but yeah, I'd get mustard mouth for every time.
It is so great that it is called mustard mouth. It is like that your Lisa. House could just throw it around. Yeah.
Lisa, get in the closet. You're getting mustard mouth.
Open wide.
Wait,
I got soap.
That's closet body. That's not mustard mouth.
Closet body.
You can't do closet body mustard mouth.
Did you ever get soap? I got soap in the mouth a couple of times.
I got soap,
and I was like,
I think.
Ugh. It gave me diarrhea.
I think I was like, I like this. It's better than mustard. Like, I was like, soap is good. You know, I did something like that. Because I do remember getting soap and then it switched to mustard, which was the upgrade.
Right.
You said that out loud.
Yeah, you know. Soap is good. Yeah, you know, and you're just being a little shit.
Yeah, of course.
I remember
once my dad made me feel like such a loser once because I was trying to be sassy. And he was like, okay, like grab your soccer stuff. We're going to go to the game and then we have to stop at Costco afterwards. And I went, let's not and say we did. And he was like, oh, did you just learn to say something kind of cool? I was like, oh, fuck, I did just learn how to say that.
As he's like taking the top off of mustard.
Someone just learned a new phrase.
But yeah, no, it was so humiliating because I actually thought he was going to be like, damn. That's kind of cool. This girl's...
Right.
Fresh.
Yeah, this girl's fresh to death, man. But instead, he really knocked me down a peg.
You pretty proud of yourself, you little twerp?
Yeah.
You want to wrestle?
I've maybe said this before, but I had a couple friends' parents who, like, when they were misbehaving, their dad or mom would be like, oh, so your friends are coming over and you're showing off for them.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
would always really make me uncomfortable.
Just to see
how seen they were in that moment.
Oh,
I got that
from
a roommate
now.
One time.
From a roommate?
Yeah, I was living with a good friend of mine, Jake Jabor, and then some other friends came over. And I think I was just like excited, you know, so I was acting kind of stupid or whatever. And I said something that was, it's so weird. We were eating brie cheese. And I was like,
fancy.
Oh, Jake, do you even know about brie cheese? Like, kidding. Of course everybody does. And he goes, oh, are you making fun of me because your friends are here? And I was like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't even a good make fun of.
I remember that. I was there, and you kept making us watch you jump off the couch.
Yeah.
You were like, you were.
That, I saved it. I saved it.
Watch me.
Yeah, you were really showing off for us.
Right. I kept breaking the floor because it wasn't a good apartment.
But that's classic. I remember my friend's like little sister would come out and try to like show off for the bigger girls, you know? She'd like come out and I remember her like trying to do a stunt off the back of the couch and she like smashed her head on the floor and cried and it was terrible. You know, and like the little kids try to hang and they just can't hang.
Totally.
They can't jump off the couch the same way we do.
I had an older sister who was a really good athlete and kind of a tomboy. And so like we would just play and wrestle and she would kind of beat the crap out of me, like not seriously, but just like, you know, I was always getting the short end of the stick. And my dad would always watch it and I would always be like, help, like make her stop hurting me, you know? And all he would say is like, you better be careful. Someday Ryan's going to be big. But then by the time I was big, it's like, so what, am I just supposed to beat up my sister? Like, is that what you think is a good idea? And I always I always felt resentful that I could never hit her.
You still can.
I guess you're right. Yeah, I guess you're
Don't give up.
All right,
She's
kids.
A mom.
Kids, come into the living room. Come on, everybody. Get in here. Okay.
Leave me alone. Stop pushing.
Everybody get in here. Now, I just want to say yesterday it was fun to have everybody over for dinner to celebrate Ryan's 27th birthday. And now he is officially tall enough to kick the crap out of all of you. So have at it, Ryan.
What?
Yeah, you can get your little sisters in little noogies, you know, pull down their pants, shove them down the toilet, put them in a closet, hit them up the nose, all those things you said you wanted to do when you were shorter.
Pull down my pants?
No.
Okay, that's right, Emma. Get in here. Get those pants ready.
Dad, what are you doing? I don't want to hurt you guys.
Well, then don't. You don't have to. I don't want my pants pulled down. I definitely don't want them flushed down the toilet. I'm going to wear these tomorrow.
Oh. Wait, why are you wearing them now?
Because you can wear pants you don't have to wash every day, I thought. Can't you wear pants more than one day in a row?
Okay, you know what, Ryan? Come here, sweetheart. I'm going to talk to you for a second. Look, your sisters are over here. They're skinny as hell. They're only 21 and 22. You can take them. Why don't you go for it? No.
They need... She's wearing dirty pants, too. It's like she's asking for a beat-up. You know what I mean?
Hey, Ryan. If you touch me, I'll fucking kill you. I'll kick the shit out of you.
She can't, Ryan. Ryan, she can't. Think about it. She can't. The worst she can do is call the police, and they're not going to believe her.
I will call the police.
All right, so what do I do? Do I, like, choke her?
You could do whatever you want. You could kick the crap out of her, and just be careful of Marie's face because she's getting married next week.
Please, not the face. Please, not the face before the wedding. Anything Marie, that's kind of left by my wedding dress, which isn't a lot because I got a very nice skimpy dress, but.
Well, you're not going to want to wear that skimpy dress when I punch you in the stomach.
That's right.
Jesus. You can wear that dress straight up to the wedding, by the way. It's not going to get dirty. You can wear it over and over.
It's a crystal white dress. It's crystal clear and white.
Ryan, why don't you shut up?
Ooh, things are getting good. Ryan, come on.
I could pull your hair out. Remember when you used to pull my hair until it would come out of the socket?
Yeah, I'm going to do it again right now.
Oh,
God!
Dude, why don't you go look up pansy in the encyclopedia and see that your face is next to it?
Why don't you go look up washer dryer clothing care? Because I don't think those are pants. I don't think they're clean.
This is exhausting. I thought I would help you, Ryan, but you're beyond help.
Dad, why don't you hit her? You're her dad. I'm her brother. I'm going to get in trouble.
Well, because I've always been 6 feet taller than you guys. You know, it's not fun for me. But for you, you're finally tall enough to get your retribution. And if you don't want to take it, there's nothing I can do. Why don't you go look in the dictionary under pansy and maybe you'll see your own face?
I know. We talked a lot about this, but my growth spurt just came so late that it just doesn't feel right anymore. Like, we talked about me fighting them when we were both kids. But, like, we're all adults. I can't do that. I just grew, but ladies, I'm not going to hurt you, okay? I wish you wouldn't hurt me so much growing up, but.
I'm not scared of you.
I'm above it.
I'm not scared of you. You're not above anything. The only thing you're above is, I don't even know.
Oh, yeah? I'm taller than
let's
you.
Talk, I don't even let's know talk about the elephant in the room.
Uh-oh.
Ryan stood up to mom once when she bullied him, and she left the family and never came back. And now Ryan is afraid to even stand up to women who treat him like shit because he's afraid they're going to leave him forever. I'll say
it. Dad egged me on for that, too, and it feels like he knew what was going to happen.
Open your mouth. You're getting ketchup mouth.
No!
You're getting ketchup mouth, you little
Not for
twerp.
My little sister! Oh, God, I hate it.
Do something,
It's the world's
Ryan.
Most popular condiment, but I hate it.
Yeah, do the whole bottle till it comes out his nose and his eye holes.
Stand up for yourself, Ryan. Ryan, you have to stand up for yourself. Don't worry about gender and size. Stand
ugly.
Up for yourself.
You're ugly.
Oh. That's the whole bottle. That was a family size.
Oh, it felt like a baby size.
Okay, who's next? Who wants to give him stairs legs?
Don't
stairs like stairs like
don't
stairs,
I,
legs,
they just legs. Healed they just healed
okay sit down Ryan I'm gonna walk up and down your legs I'm gonna walk up and down your legs
I don't want to
heels
oh look he can't even handle stairs legs
it's the heel that hurts it's not the stairs legs
go up and down again
I forgot my purse upstairs
oh you're a grown woman you should be better than this You're getting married. It's not. You're not
install some carpet on those stairs.
I should. First, I have to pull out the previous carpet because it's gross.
Do not pull out my leg hair one by one. Don't. I swear to God, I'm going to dunk you in the hot tub. Go get a swimsuit on, and I'm going to dunk you in the hot tub. Ew, so
you
want to
see your sister in a bikini?
Shut up. As if your fucking wedding dress isn't basically a bikini.
I wish.
Stop it. You're always trying to see our pubes.
Shut up.
You're always trying to see our pubes.
Why would I want to see the pubes of someone who beats the shit out of me every day?
I don't know. That's a question between you and God.
I'm not turned on.
Dad, are you ashamed to have raised such a cowardly little pervert in your image?
I am. Let's put him in full hot tub with the lid closed.
I think everybody in the family is sick except me. I think everybody's really sick, and I think it's because of Dad. Dad, you knew Mom was going to run away, and you made me do it so that it would be my fault. Now you rule the roost.
You shut up.
Oh, boy. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, you've never seen two men fight, have you? I got no problem beating up my dad.
Oh, I don't see two men here. I see one man and a little pansy. Come here. Come here.
Get up off your
chair. Give him elevator back. Give him elevator back.
No.
I'm going up.
It's like a reverse credit card. This is abuse. Oh, Dad, I swear to God, if you had any hair, I would pull that shit out of your head. Dad,
who's even talking to me? These old bald stairs that were supposed to get new carpet? Give me your pubes. Open your mouth. I'm installing the carpet in the upstairs. Open that big wet mouth.
Oh, God, no, my teeth are hairy.
Dad, squench it again.
Yeah, speaking of teeth, who wants to play marble teeth? Marie, Claire, come grab your marbles.
No.
Whoever throws theirs across the floor farthest wins.
Dad, I'll beat up Janine. I don't care. I'll beat the shit out of her, Dad. Don't kill my teeth.
You could never get in the hot tub. It's time to say what amazing guys, grace.
I'm a smile model. I'm a smile model. You can't kill me.
Okay, Ryan. So, Ryan, we're about to try to shoot out the coverage of the Trisket. So all we're going to do here is we're going to bring out Diane. She'll start the smile and then we'll cut and pull Diane out and you'll sit and we'll do a fast zoom on your teeth for the smile. Got it?
Okay, that sounds good.
I can't wait. Hi guys.
Hi Diane.
Do you need upper and lower row?
Well, it depends kind of how Diane's going to pre-smile because we have to match the pre-smile. Diane, what's yours going to look like?
I mean, it'll probably be pretty toothy.
Good.
Can I say, you have a really beautiful lower row. I would really just showcase the lower row.
Really? I actually like these up here.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Diane. Let's light this. So we won't bring in Diane's stand. And Diane, just keep doing that. That's great. And we'll light the teeth there.
Wow, Diane, they're so beautiful.
That's great, Diane. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
Did you get that? Did you get it?
The drop up and down we kind of missed at the end, so we'll just get that really quick.
I'll do it again.
And just a quick question. Do you need me, the Trisket, in there just as the insert to get in the mouth for the shot?
Well, we should get Trisket insert, yes. Are you planning on smiling as the Trisket? I know you're not actually going to be in the commercial, but for the CG, it's good to know.
Well, I've been fitted for my bell bottoms and burlap sack top. I think I'm ready.
That's mostly just for lighting, though. They didn't have to put you in bell bottoms. I think that was just the right color for based on the sizes that you gave us.
How was everybody's
weekend? Hi, I'm Diane.
Hello.
You guys met.
I'm Diane.
You guys met at the 3 weeks ago
at the fitting.
Oh yeah, oh my gosh, it's been so long, but it's really good to see you guys again.
Yeah, it's good to see you. Probably didn't recognize me because of my Triska voice. I've been really getting into character.
Oh, yeah, that was your voice. Great. Yeah.
What voice are you doing for the little boy?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I thought it would be something like this. I wanted to separate it from my real voice because everybody kind of recognizes me. I've done a lot of performance.
Okay.
So I wanted to do something like this. And this is my line.
Oh my God. Are you Hefty Trash Bags?
I did do Hefty Trash Bags.
That's where I know you from.
They discontinued the campaign, but yeah, I used to do Hefty Trash
Bags. It was such a weird campaign.
Trash Bag 4. It was. I was Trash Bag 4. And yeah.
I thought you were the best one. I really did.
Oh, stop it.
You did. You had the funny line.
I did have the funny line, which is like, whoops, I think I'm full.
Yeah.
But for the boy, the little boy, I thought I'd do something like this. Oh, man. Wish I
think I'm full. Oh, sorry. I thought that was the line.
No, that was for Hefty.
Oh, sorry. I guess I associate you so closely with that commercial. I've heard you say that line in actually a lot of different spots.
I try to sneak it in. It was an improvised line at first for Hefty, and they liked it and left it in by mistake.
You should do it for the Triscuit boy. Because he's eating Triscuits, right? It would make sense.
Well, if I can be honest with you, I was going to try to sneak it in.
Oh, okay.
But don't mention to them that I was Hefty because they don't know they think this is like my first campaign.
Well, it's a conflict. Obviously, Triscuit and Hefty, big conflict.
Right. I know. And if they find out, they're going to be so pissed. So this is what I'm going to say is like,
okay, actually, I'm going to roll on this one. We'll do the commercial.
We're shooting?
Yeah. And okay. we'll do a quick plate right as the smile begins, pull you out, and then we'll pull Ryan in for the big smile model.
Who's playing my mom?
We've actually decided to do the mom role as omniscient voiceover. So I'll just be doing it off camera and we'll cast that later on.
Can I sign my contract before I show everybody my beautiful smile?
We'll get to that, but we're losing light here, so we'll just have to go.
Oh, we're shooting this natural?
Yeah, all light's natural. And action on the nice Triscuit commercial.
Mom, what's for lunch today?
Omniscient voice. Sorry, honey, you're going to have to make your own lunch. I have to run. I'm late for work already.
Hey, kid, come over here. Let's see this box of crackers. Why did you ever think that these crackers could be for lunch for you if you're hungry enough, kid? Come on and open the cupboard. It's just a simple something like me.
Looks like I'm full.
Smiling.
Scene.
Smile.
All right, we got it. We got that one.
Yeah. Why did the smile double say smiling?
Smiling. Yeah.
Smiling.
Let everybody know. Yeah, let them know.
Well, folks, it's not a Man Dog Pod app without a couple scenes at a commercial or a commercial audition. You can tell it's right. What we do a lot of the time. thanks so much to our guests who we never introduce. Hey, maybe we'll do a pre-roll, but Ryan Gall, thanks for being here. This was so fun.
An honor. I love being here. You guys are great and really fun.
Back at you. Is there somewhere you'd like to tell people to find you or anything you'd like to plug at this moment?
Rygall, at Rygall on Instagram. And kept periodically doing shows over at the Groundlings. So come check them out sometime. Anytime.
Beautiful.
I don't know when. Look it up.
Look up Ryan Gall, Groundlings Future. Lisa Gilroy, where can people find you? What would you like to plug?
I'm also at Ryan Gall. Just kidding. I wish I was. Let me in some of those videos, Ryan. I'm at the Lisa Gilroy. And on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, all those things. And History of the World on Hulu coming out next month.
Awesome.
Nice. Can't wait to see it.
Congrats. I'm excited to watch that.
Yeah.
Ryan Rosenberg and I, what are we plugging? Let's see, it's coming out on Friday. You can, if you listen to this Friday or Saturday, see us Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the UCB Theater. We're doing the Hair Old Fashioned show. We're going to dress up, drink old fashions, and try to do a Herald. anything else, Ryan?
I'll also be at the Three Clubs that night after that show doing the World's Best Talent Show, I think it's called, hosted by Maggie Widows and Caroline Cotter. Super fun, super funny. Come down to that. And then check out biggrandewebsite.com. We always got new stuff going on over there, and you can buy our podcasts, all that good stuff.
That's right. Keep an eye out there. We've got some live shows probably coming up for Big Grande in LA. Special thanks, as always, to Brian Holmes for editing and production, Annie Wu for the logo, Casey Trailer for the theme song, everybody for listening, and again, Lisa and Ryan for being here. This was so fun, y'all.
Thanks, guys.
Woo! Thank you guys so much.
We did it.